Psalm 81, Preface. Our beloved country and the world, generally, is full of tears, suffering, and misery. Neither can it be otherwise, because the land is full of sin, and we are so thankless toward God, who has given us His precious word and has heaped so many blessings upon us. Surely, we must confess, the Lord has favored us before many. He has planted us in a goodly land, has crowned our country with peace and plenty, and has given us full liberty to worship Him according to His word. And surely we should be a God-fearing and virtuous nation. But alas! His word is despised, His precious truth is corrupted, His holy name is blasphemed every day, cursing is heard in our streets, and the service of mammon and manifold vices prevail in the land. Oh, that the merciful Father in heaven, by His Holy Spirit, would send an awakening on our people! Oh, that He would cause one and all to repent and to be converted to Jesus Christ our Savior, and to be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Doing this, we shall be blessed in body and soul, in church and state, in house and field. But if we continue in stubbornness and will not obey the gospel of Christ, we willfully bring ourselves into temporal calamities and eternal destruction. So let us lay to heart the warning contained in the 81st Psalm. Exhortation unto the true worship of God. To the chief musician upon Giddith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This He ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou called in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Summary. This psalm seems to have been sung by the children of Israel at the Feast of Tabernacles and at the New Moons. On these and other festival days, the Israelites were wont to make a joyful noise unto the Lord with the singing of psalms and the playing of musical instruments. It is right and meet that we should praise the Lord in His sanctuary with song and music, for He is worthy of praise. Especially were the people reminded to worship Him alone who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and to call on no other god. But they, after their own thoughts, went to the high places to sacrifice to the hosts of heaven, for which the Babylonian captivity was their reward. So this psalm should remind us not to seek salvation in self-chosen worship, nor in the works of the law, by which no flesh is justified, but alone by faith in Jesus Christ, without whom there is no salvation. This name, Jesus, is to live in our hearts, His praise to dwell on our lips. Then will our hymns sound harmonious in the ears of the Lord. Prayer. O Lord, Thou God of all grace, anoint us with the oil of joy, causing Thy Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts, that He may teach us to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. And whenever we enter Thy courts, let it be done with a joyous heart, to give glory to Thee and to praise Thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.